If you want a good understanding of how the economy is doing, look at birth rates. Fertility rates drop during hard times, then bounce back when things pick up. That's what happened in the years after the Great Depression in the 1930s, but that is not what happened after the Great Recession that began in 2007. Last year, fertility rates in the U.S. hit an all-time low. That's according to a new report from the National Center for Health Statistics. William Fry is a senior demographer at the Brookings Institution. Fertility rates in the U.S. hit a record low in 2018. Why is that?
Yeah, it's gone down 4 years in a row and gone down substantially since 2007. And there are actually women in their early 30s are having more kids than women in their late 20s. So this tells you that there's a pushing back of having fertility. Some other countries have shown even bigger declines in their fertility. And the U.S. still is actually in pretty good shape in terms of what's called the total fertility rate, which is the average number of children that women have over the course of their reproductive years. If it's at 2.1, it means the population is replacing itself. The U.S. is about 1.7. In Europe, it's about 1.5, and in Eastern Europe, it's about 1.3. Those countries are in real trouble, I think, in terms of being able to take care of their aging population because they're having fewer people going into the labor force than are aging out of the labor force.
How long is it until the U.S. sees those same impacts? Where are we at right now?
Well, I don't know if we're going to hit those kinds of levels that we see in Japan or Italy or Spain or Romania down at the 1.3 or 1.4 total fertility rate level. And the reason I say that is because we have a somewhat younger age structure in our population due to the immigration that we've had over the last three or four decades, reasonably high immigration. It's not that immigrants have lots more children than the native-born population, but because they make the population younger and there are more women in those childbearing ages, that helps to increase our population gain.
William, as you pointed out earlier, people in the U.S. are having children later in life. And the report says the only age groups that recorded increases in fertility rates are women in their late 30s and early 40s. It's also happening in Europe. So what is happening here? Do you see similar patterns on two continents?
Yeah, I think there are some things going on that are in some ways better for women in some European countries because women in some Scandinavian countries and Western European countries benefit from government programs which provide them with government-subsidized childcare, paid family leave, and this sort of thing. While it doesn't make their fertility higher, it allows women who do have children to have them more easily and to keep them in the labor force. If we think of the United States compared to European countries or Japan, we're not aging quite as rapidly as they are. And even though we have this lower fertility, we're younger and we're more vibrant in some ways. And we do have an immigration to this country that's at levels which if we keep them and try to take care of those immigrants and their children, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape because you need these young, vibrant people moving into the labor force. And that means that sort of young immigrant children and second and third generation Americans are going to make us somewhat more vibrant, I think, than other countries which are aging much more rapidly than we are.
William Fry is a senior fellow in the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution in Washington. Thanks very much for being with us, William.
Sure. Good to be with you.